Hello and welcome back to the Falcon, episode 5 or 6. Can't remember. It's been a week. I'm sorry about the lack of episode last week. Honestly, I didn't really have much time to record one because I was heading to the beach, left early in the week, and it was Easter Sunday, so I was spending some time with my family as well. But thank you to everyone for listening. I hope your day's going great, and if not, I hope I can help make it a little better. All right, jumping into these questions. Someone asked me, do you prefer playing or watching sports? Honestly, I definitely prefer watching, which I do enjoy playing sports. I'm just not very good at any of the sports. But I enjoy playing football. I enjoy playing basketball. I enjoy golfing every once in a while. But I definitely prefer going to the events and watching the sports. And then question number two is, like, what caused you to have as much school spirit as you do? Honestly, ever since middle school, I've kind of just, like, really enjoyed the atmosphere of the games and going through all the stuff, just the student sections. I started a little student section in middle school, and honestly, that's just kind of always been my thing. And also, the way I look at it is I'm in high school for about 4 years, so I might as well have fun while I'm doing it, and school spirit is a huge part of the fun that you have in high school. Speaking of school spirit, our guest today, we have got my man, West Henderson legend, Jesse Baldwin. Jesse, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing very good. How about you?
I am doing great. I'm excited to have you on, and I know a lot of people are excited for this one as well. All right, so Jesse, what everyone knows about you is you are a Christian, and you are a big, big sports guy. You've been involved in plenty of sports in your days. So when do you think you first, like, fell in love with sports? Like, what age?
When I was, like, 8 or 9, I was watching a playoff game, Panthers versus 49ers. That's what really got me falling in love. But my love for sports really didn't start kicking in until the 2015-2016 season of college sports, when North Carolina Tar Heels were actually a really good football team. And the Carolina Panthers were actually a really good football team, and the Golden State Warriors were, like, one of the best NBA teams in the league. So that's when I started falling in love with sports.
All right. So going into the Panthers a little bit, was that always kind of your team growing up, and who was your favorite player on those teams back in the day?
Yeah, it was my favorite team, and it still is to this day. But growing up, Cam Newton, he was the one that I idolized the most.
Man, I remember that. You'd show up to school every single day back in Millsbury Elementary rocking that Cam Newton jersey. All right, nowadays, so the Panthers aren't doing too well nowadays, as you know. Who do you feel like your favorite player is on the team nowadays? And also, what do you feel like the team could do to kind of get better a little bit?
So, yeah, Christian McCaffrey nowadays is one of my favorites because he's 2019, he hit the 1,000-1,000. He joined the 1,000-1,000 club along with Marshall Faulk and Barry Sanders.
So, with the Panthers, again, like I was saying, they've been struggling a little bit recently. Do you see them taking the next step this year? What do you feel like they have to do to kind of get better?
I do see them taking the next step, but we need to get a quarterback. Sam, I watched a bunch of Panthers games this past season, and Sam Darnold, everybody said, oh, Sam, weeks 1 through 3, perfect. Sam Darnold then started to fall off. He had an incline weeks 1 through 3. Then he just started to fall off, and that's when I knew, hey, we need a new quarterback because he's not our guy because he's been seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts. I like that, Jess. Yeah, Sam Darnold is definitely not the best quarterback, but we'll see you with the Panthers in the future. All right, jumping in to your football career, when did you first know that you really wanted to start playing football?
When I was in 7th grade and football workouts were coming up, and I figured, hey, I wanted to go see what it's all about. Next thing you know, I just started playing, and it was a rough year for us, my 7th grade year, but 8th grade, we bounced back a little. We actually won a couple games. It was because we were clicking, and nowadays it's just Wow. And here we are. Me playing varsity as a junior. I've loved the game of football ever since I was 8 or 9. But what really got me going is that everybody's like, oh, you won't be able to play. And next thing you know, I'm just like, I'll prove all you wrong. And I'm still here and I'm still playing.
Man, Jesse, that's awesome. I know that we're all happy to see you out there. We all get really excited whenever you do get going. So, going back to middle school a little bit, what do you feel like your favorite moment was in your middle school football career?
So, my favorite moment from my middle school career was when I had an interception and laid a kid out from Polk. But other than that, I have absolutely no other favorite moments.
Yeah, I guess you just don't really remember middle school that much. I remember that interception, though. I was on the field with you, and you got the interception. You returned it all the way, too. That was crazy. We were all going pretty crazy for you. Don't remember the layout from Polk, though. I feel like you might be making that one up. Okay. So football, you've talked about it a lot in the past, though. Do you feel like football is still your favorite sport to this day, or do you feel like you've kind of fell in love with some of these other sports as well?
No, I haven't fallen in love with any other sports because my dad's like, hey, you just do you. You do what you want to do. And he's my encouragement, my inspiration, and also God first, God bless. Anyways, football is still my favorite sport to this day because I can't help but think what's next season going to be like, you know? So I just figure, hey, we get a roll in here and we get a good go. We get a good team. We get everybody involved. We could be a dangerous team this year for West.
Man, that is totally, totally true. So, West Henderson a little bit. Do you feel like you've enjoyed high school football more than middle school football? And what was that jump like for you, taking the jump from middle school to high school?
Oh, wow. Yeah, taking the jump from middle school to high school was just, like, big. Middle school, you had 8-minute quarters, whatever. You everybody got to play if you were up. High school, you had to work your way to play. You had to work hard in practice. Freshman year, I worked my butt off to get some play time, and it worked up to sophomore year. First game, I was out because I missed a lot of practices. And then when it came to North Henderson, my sophomore year, I just was like, okay, I'm back. Let's see what I missed. And pretty much what I've done is I've worked myself to get better as time goes on.
And that's awesome to hear. Hard work really is everything, especially at this level, you know. Varsity football this year, what do you feel like your favorite thing was about playing varsity compared to JV? Because JV, we were coming off an undefeated conference championship season. That was awesome. And then varsity this year, we did take a step back a little bit, but there was definitely a lot of flashes of us being the good team that we can be. So what was varsity like this year, being a part of that team?
Oh, man, it was a blast. Shout out to Coach Whitaker. He actually helped me out a lot. Shout out to Coach Robinson, though. He let me – I was doing the whole thing with offense, but I talked to Coach Livingston week 3 of the season. Said, hey, can I join defense? He's like, absolutely. And what really kicked in was the East game. Put up 45 on them, and the next thing you know, we were just rolling. We were actually putting points up on the board. Owen, same thing. We got off to a slow start, but as soon as I knew we were going to get going, we were like, okay, here we go. Let's be the dangerous team that we know we are.
All right. Oh, you mentioned Coach Livingston there for a second. You spent a lot of time with Coach Livingston over the past few seasons of football and then no baseball. Talk to me a little bit about your relationship with him and how much he's kind of helped you on and off the field.
He's helped me out a bunch on the field. He said, hey, we need you to do this a little bit better to the whole defensive line. And I'm like, okay, I can do that. My dad knew him very well off the field. Me, I don't know him that well off the field. It's just like a on-field relationship, pretty much.
That's good to hear. Coach Levinson's a really great guy. So, varsity football, senior season, this is kind of our last chance to kind of take the next step that we've been looking to take ever since, really, middle school. And we saw flashes of that sophomore year, but varsity, a whole nother level. We've got the talent, as you know, like we've got Lucas Cuchillo, one of your good buddies. We got Truitt. We got some great guys on both sides of the ball. Where do you see varsity really landing this year? Like, do you see us in the playoffs? Do you see us going far in the playoffs? What do you see happening?
Yeah, like you said, we have, like, really good talent. We got Lucas, Truitt, Schultz. We've pretty much got almost everybody returning. But what we need to do is step up our O-line and D-line. So we'll need us underclassmen like Brayson, Tyler Higgins, and Robert Waters to step up, including myself. But I see us going, like, really deep in the playoffs, like maybe regionals.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Man, Jesse, I really hope you're right, because I'm looking to see some big steps for the football squad this year. All right, enough about football. The big thing that you kind of blew up with this year was you were an amazing basketball manager. Some of the best hustle I've ever seen out of a boy, out of a man wiping the floors. When did you first start becoming basketball manager, and what really gave you the idea to become basketball manager?
I really started to become basketball manager in freshman year, because it really inspired me to be like, hey, football, I love it. It's my main sport, but I've got to do something to keep my mind off something, you know? Mm-hmm. So I talked to Coach Bryson, and he's like, yeah, you can be our manager. Freshman year, I was happy. I was excited. And then this year, I was also a manager, and it was the same thing. We actually had a winning season. Because basketball season, it was fun. The crowd there was unbelievable. I haven't seen a crowd that big since freshman year. The sophomore standout I would like to recognize is Jackson Lida, because he, versus North, he really showed out. He was like, okay, you want to play with me? All right, let's play. Give the ball to him. Next thing you know, shoot a three, bang, game over pretty much.
That was definitely a highlight of my high school career. I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that game was amazing. What was different about being the basketball manager freshman year with Coach Bryson, and then junior year meeting a new coach? What was the difference between the two, and like practices, how the games played, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so freshman year, Coach Bryson was actually really chill, but Ben was not producing like he should have. Josh Lida was our main producer. Avery Simons, Trey Gilliland, Kiaris, everybody on that squad was decent. Hunter Wallace even. But looking forward to this year, fast forward to this year, it just seemed like, wow, we could actually have a breakout year. And next thing you know, when North started hitting, that's when we know, hey, we have a chance to go to the playoffs. Yeah, we may have not have been first in conference, which is I would have liked. But Franklin, I will give it to them. They know how to put up a fight. But Jackson Lida and Drew Emanuel and a bunch of these sophomores again on varsity, shout out to those two. But shout out to Lucas, though. He was the one who convinced me, like, hey, you should be basketball manager. And I even talked to Coach Brooks about it this year. He's like, yeah, you can. And it's just amazing to see what people can do when we bond together as a team. Beginning of the season, we started off great. We were playing. Hendersonville was probably one of our best games we've played, and they are the best in 2A.
And getting into Coach Brooks a little bit, I know he had a really tough transition year. Basketball did not have the greatest season sophomore year. So coming into junior year, the team was looking to take a step, and Coach Brooks was looking to prove himself. What was your relationship like with Brooks throughout the season, as you guys were growing closer, as you were the basketball manager? What was he like as a coach?
I mean, I was going to be manager sophomore year, but I didn't have time because COVID-19 and all that. But as this season grew bigger, me and Coach Brooks' relationship have gotten stronger than ever. Next thing you know, we just joke around with each other a lot. And that's how you know, hey, that's how you know that the bond is really strong between me and the coaches and all the players.
That's really cool to hear, man, because I know Coach Brooks is a great guy, and I'm glad to hear that you guys did have a good little relationship. So basketball this season, what do you feel like was the highlight of the season, besides the North game, because we already talked about that? What do you feel like was your favorite moment of this entire season for you?
My favorite moment was senior night when all the seniors played, Trey, Steve, Connor, Nick. Shout out to all those seniors, man. They pushed me to become a person I am today. Shout out to all of them.
That's awesome to hear. The seniors a little bit. So Nick Pate, he's been 4-year varsity starter. He's been one of our top guys ever since he was a freshman, as soon as he came in. Who are some guys that you're looking to kind of step up and take kind of the Nick Pate role, like get the ball in his hands and we need to go get a bucket? Who are some of these guys that you're looking to kind of take over a little bit next year and take a next step?
I'm looking towards Jackson Lida, Lucas Cachillo, or Truett Manuel, or these upcoming sophomores that be like take the Nick Pate role and be like, hey, we need to get a basket. We need to go now. We need to go now. We need to go now. We need to go now.
All right, I'm excited for next basketball season as well. I feel like we're talented all across the board. I feel like our junior class has been the best athletic class ever since we came in. And then a lot of these younger guys, Truett, Jackson, Tyler Nash had a great season. He really picked it up towards the end. But, yeah, basketball should be good going forward. All right, now we're jumping into now Jesse Baldwin, the baseball manager. How did that happen? Because you told me that you were going to take a season break. You told me that you were going to take a break from everything before. And then you told me, Cooper, I'm baseball manager. How did that happen? How did that come about?
It all started during our first playoff game for basketball. I asked Coach Korn, hey, you want me to be manager? He's like, we can look into it. That next day, I was waiting till like Thursday or Friday or one of them. That next day, he was just like, that playoff game day, Coach Korn was just like, hey, I want you to be manager. I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah. Yeah, next thing you know, it's just the season's been really growing. Shout out again to the seniors, senior class of this year, Lucas Korn, Jordan Whitaker, Trevor Miller, Hank DeWitt, Solomon. They were just like, hey, you're going to be our manager. I'm like, yeah, I'll be manager. Sure, why not? They were begging me and begging me and begging me. Well, I can't say they were really begging me. It was just like they were just like, oh, you need to just be doing something during spring. What really got me going, though, was Coach Anderson saying, hey, you do anything during the spring? I'm like, no, nothing much. He's like, how would you like to be baseball manager? I thought about it seriously. I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? Then, yeah, that's how it all started. That's how we got up here to now.
Baseball is kind of something that's never really exactly been your thing. Do you feel like you're learning a lot more about the game just like by just being around the practices and being around the team and just your teammates and stuff like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's just one minute people decide, hey, you need to work. Next minute people are like, hey, you need to do something else besides work. So I decided I'm going to be baseball manager, and they're like, yeah, that's cool. I'm just really proud of the boys this season for actually putting in the effort, putting in the work. We have a saying now. It's called, we need to have a killer instinct, meaning that if you really want to go out there and win, you got to prove it on the practice field because it doesn't come easy.
Man. Killer instinct. I love that, man. Baseball so far this season, West has always been a solid baseball school. We've kind of underperformed throughout the COVID years. We've been underperforming a little bit. Who's been the difference maker this year, do you feel like, for baseball, in your opinion?
Oh, everybody's been a difference maker from the COVID years because Muggy is catching a lot better. Jordan's obviously going to Mars Hill. Shout out to him. He is but everybody is my standout this year because everybody stepped up to the plate. They're like, hey, we need some runs. We need to score. And that's when you know, hey, we could actually be a dangerous team this year for baseball.
That's awesome to hear. Feels like whenever you join a team, the team just gets a little bit better. You're a little bit of a good luck charm. So for the baseball manager, you know, you're still not exactly the baseball expert as you are for like football and as you grew to be in basketball in a way. What's your role as the baseball manager? What are some things that you do at practice and during the games?
At practice, if I get time, I throw bullpen, stuff like that. One time I threw 107 pitches in the bullpen. Yeah. So anyway, it's been a good ride so far, but the season ain't done yet. We still got a conference to win.
Jesse, 107 pitches. Coach is gonna have to put you on a pitch count at some point. Cause you're about to throw out that cannon of yours, man. All right, Jesse, as you've been kind of growing throughout all these sports, who's been a big inspiration for you that's kind of like helped you become a better man, a better manager, a better football player? Who's been that biggest inspiration for you?
Oh, it has been my whole family, my dad, my mom, and the rest of my family on my dad's side, because my mom's side, they really don't care about much. But my dad said, they're just like, you go do your thing. We're proud of you and we love you. So back in December, I've had two of my dad's family members pass away. And I was just in shock. It was during the Christmas tournament too, during basketball. I'm just like, wow. So that really happened. I got the phone call. I never thought I'd hear. I thought it was my grandpa, but no, it was my aunt and uncle on my dad's side. They're just like, yeah, but that proved me to be a better man and better manager and better sports guy than I was at the beginning of the season.
That's awesome to hear that you're kind of using that tough time, using it as motivation. I know you've been a huge thing for you that you've kind of helped me out with as well. You talk about trusting God through everything, through all these tough times. You know that he's always going to be there for you, even when it doesn't exactly feel right. Like it. So you've been very public with your faith as of recently, talking with the FCA. You've done a lot of things on Instagram Live, all that sort of stuff. What do you feel like your motivation was to start doing that, to start sharing your testimony and publicizing your faith more in a way than you were before?
Yeah, so it really started for basketball season. This past year when I was just like, hey, I might want to share my testimony with the team. And I talked to Coach Brooks about it. He's like, yeah, you can. And then next thing you know, it's just started clicking. Like, hey, I might need to go public with this. So my Bible studies and all that, that was just for me just to get my mind off stuff. But my faith is just through the roof now. Shout out to God. Anyways, It was during basketball season two when I asked Coach Bryson, hey, you think you could allow me to speak at FCA? He's like, absolutely. And he let me speak and my testimony. And the next thing you know, I spoke again maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago at FCA again about the truth and the way and the life.
It's awesome to see you doing that because you have such a big impact on people around you. Everyone knows who you are at this point. So it's glad to see that you're using that impact that you have in a better way. Church, me and you go to church together a lot. I'm normally the one driving you. But a big person there for me has been Cody Jackson. He's kind of helped me whenever I got saved. He's kind of helped me like become public, find a way to share the word with my friends and people around me. What kind of impact has Cody had on you?
Yeah, so Cody had a big impact on me when I got saved. And that same weekend I got baptized, he was just like, hey, he was having fun with me say, you got to wear the angel wings and do it. I was like, okay. But no, shout out to Cody, man. I was like, hey, I'm ready to be saved. He's like, are you sure? This is a big step. I'm like, I'm positive. He was just like, hey. And then we got a circle together. Next thing you know, 1 minute we just try our best, and then I just start crying through the message. That message that night I got saved. It's just amazing what God has done for me. Cody has had a big impact on me.
That's awesome to hear that you have some great role models in your life, whether that's Cody, whether that's your dad, whether that's some of these coaches that you spend a lot of time with, that you've grown into the Wes Henderson legend that you are today. Let's end it on that. Jesse, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciated talking to you and talking about all these crazy things that you've been a part of. And I feel like this was a great podcast. Thank you to everybody for listening, and I'll see y'all next week.